Radio.
Everything we've been waiting for happened today. The official CIA report, the Dulfer report, has come out. The one that they've been working on for the past 2 years that will be the definitive answer on the weapons of mass destruction programs in Iraq. And it turns out, not so much. Apparently, there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and their capabilities have been degraded, and they pretty much stopped trying anything in 98. And both the president and vice president have come out today in response to the findings and said that they clearly justify the erasure of Iraq. So, some people look at a glass and see it as half full, and other people look at a glass and say that it's a dragon. Doesn't make any sense. Begin the night on the campaign trail. Yesterday, President Bush's advisors alerted the networks he would be making a major policy speech in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. The subject? No, not that. Wrong again. That's it. That was the subject. Yes, in the wake of his, let's call it, weak showing against Senator John Kerry on Thursday, the president and his handlers snookered the cable news networks into giving him 1 hour of free, full-on campaign stop peblum. He began by throwing out the first pander.
Great to be in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. It's such an honor to be back here. It's glad to be in a part of the world where people work hard, they love their families.
Yeah, not like New York, family-hating jackasses. Lazy family haters. But then it was rival-bashing time. Bush warmed up with a few insults aimed at the Democrats' number two man and his performance at Tuesday night's debate.
America saw two very different visions of our country, two different hairdos. Pick my vice president for his hairdo. I picked him for his judgment, his experience.
Which, sadly, is as good as his hairdo. Bush then moved on to his economic policy regarding Kerry.
Now the senator's proposing higher taxes on more than 900,000 small business owners. He says the tax increase is only for the rich. You've heard that kind of rhetoric before. Rich hire lawyers and accountants for a reason. To stick you with the tab.
Let me get this straight. Don't tax the rich because they'll get out of it. So your policy is tax the hardworking people because they're dumbasses. They'll never figure it out. So vote for me. Good night. Finally, the president brought the mood down a little, as only he can.
After September the 11th, America had to assess every potential threat in a new light. We had to take a hard look at every place where terrorists might get those weapons. And one regime stood out.
Well, that's true. It would be Saudi Arabia. That's where 15...
Hello.
I was wondering, you said earlier that the president's the one that's got us thinking that, you know, we have to worry about terrorists. But, I mean, isn't terrorism an impending threat? I mean, isn't this a serious issue?
It is, because he's done nothing about it.
I mean, like, we're 8 years. I mean, if we keep, you know, Clinton did nothing for 8 years, and look where we got it. And you said,
why do you say that? Why do you say Clinton did nothing for 8 years?
So you've been bombing us. You said,
no, what happened was,
he said he had a trial, and that was it.
Are you crazy, man? Do you know what you're talking about, or are you just like trying to irritate me today on a Monday?
No, I'm not trying to irritate you. But
okay, well, give me your email. Give me your email address, and I will show you every single thing that Bill Clinton did, including creating an FBI. Hello, hello, including creating an FBI counterterrorism office, including going over to Yemen and being kicked out of Yemen by Ambassador Barbara Bodine, a Bushy, somebody that Bush
pop some missiles over and run away.
What are you talking about? Do you know how many camps we ruined in Afghanistan? How many camps we actually took out? And the whole time we were doing
what
that,
did that do, right?
And the whole time we were doing
camps,
it, what did the Republicans say? What did
the people die?
What did the Republicans say when Clinton was fighting terrorism? What did the Republicans say? Answer my question. Do you want to answer a question? Because if you don't, then you don't want to have a conversation.
I want to have a conversation.
Okay, then what did... Stop! You're driving me crazy like a 15-year-old. What did they say to Bill Clinton in 1998 when we finally figured out the name Osama bin Laden? When we finally knew it, what did they say about going after him?
That you could have him, and he didn't do it.
That's what the Republicans said. You could have him, and he didn't do it. The Republicans said no war for Monica. They said this was Wag the Dog. They said Afghanistan was a figment of his imagination. They said there was no such thing as a terrorist threat. They said that he could not start a war in Afghanistan, and that Monica Lewinsky was testifying the very next day, and that's why he was doing what he was doing. They said he bombed an aspirin factory in the Sudan. You bastard! You wouldn't let my president... You wouldn't let him keep us safe.
That's a Michael Moore's movie. Thanks for, you know...
You wouldn't let him keep us safe because you people were so busy with a soily blue dress. You are disgusting. You should be ashamed of yourself.
But like Bush's speech, Kerry's Dr. Phil appearance at one moment that most clearly captured the essence of the candidate.
Is one of your daughters more like you than the other?
No. Well, that's, gosh, I leapt to yes, but I guess yes. The answer is yes.
Which one do you think is more like you?
Well, that's why I hesitated, because I think in some ways my daughter Alexandra is more like me, but in other ways my daughter Vanessa is more like me.
Well, it may not surprise you to learn the Bush campaign has already issued their response.
Which daughter does John Kerry think is more like him? It depends. Sometimes it's Alexandra. Sometimes it's Vanessa. Doesn't America deserve a president who picks a favorite daughter and sticks with it? Barbara is George Bush's favorite daughter. Always has been. He has no use for Jenna. She's a whiner.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Now, the electric prune for Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah-Wah pedal. Let the electric prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah-Wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Vox Wah-Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Croons, Animals, Herman Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds, are all using the Vox Wah-Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah-Wah pedal at your Vox dealer. Now!
Last night! Vice President Dick Cheney faced off against North Carolina Senator John Edwards for their first and only vice presidential debate. Now, for those of you who missed the debate, there are several ways you could summarize it. One of them would be this. Golly! Golly! Jeepers! Or perhaps we could describe the encounter as a battle between Edwards, the courtly Southern student council-like ass-kissosity. And, of course, it was that versus Cheney's...
Terrorists could smuggle a deadly biological agent or a nuclear weapon into the middle of one of our own cities.
Unnerving troll-under-the-bridge boogeyman mentality. Fear will keep the local systems in line. Fear of this battle station. Star Wars. Or you could see last night as a spirited debate between two...
The senator's got his facts wrong.
What the vice president has just said is just a complete distortion.
Your facts are just wrong, Senator.
Someone did get it wrong, but it wasn't John Kerry and John Edwards.
It's hard to know where to start. There's so many inaccuracies there.
These distortions are continuing.
They're liars.
The early part of the debate focused on Iraq, with a growing insurgency, a failure to find WMDs or a link with Al-Qaeda, and a promise before the war that our soldiers would be greeted there as liberators. Vice President Cheney displayed the growth that he's achieved through the crucible of war.
What we did in Iraq was exactly the right thing to do. If I had it to recommend all over again, I would recommend exactly the right same course of action. And we did exactly the right thing.
Yes, there's nothing like 2020 blindsight. Are you insane? Do you have a television? Actually, the vice president has learned one thing. Why it's been so difficult to build a coalition.
It's hard after John Kerry referred to our allies as a coalition of the coerced and the bribed to go out and persuade people to send troops.
So John Kerry criticizing you in the fall of 2004 is what prevented you from building a coalition in the spring of 2003. That's power. But how in any way does that affect your administration?
Talk about demeaning, in effect, you demean the sacrifice of our allies, and you say it's wrong war, wrong place, wrong time, and oh, by the way, send troops.
That's in contrast with the Bush administration's diplomatic tactic of saying, hey, Jerkoff in the Lederhosen, you, the fairy in the beret, send troops. But Cheney fought back at charges he'd led America into a paralyzing and costly war. With the equally powerful charge of truancy.
Now, in my capacity as vice president, I am the president of the Senate, the presiding officer. I'm up in the Senate most Tuesdays when they're in session. The first time I ever met you was when you walked on the stage tonight.
Really? You guys never exchanged a friendly go f*** yourself in the hallway? Never walked around? Actually, that criticism would be an awfully damning statement if it were true. And this videotape of the two men together at a 2001 prayer breakfast didn't exist. Or if Cheney had actually presided over one of those Tuesday Senate sessions more than twice in the past 4 years. But still, you know, good zinger. Point for Cheney. Edwards, not known for his attacking style, took it to the vice president on the subject of Halliburton.
While he was CEO of Halliburton, they paid millions of dollars in fines for providing false information on their company, just like Enron and Ken Lowe.
Mr. Vice President?
I could respond, Gwen, but it's going to take more than 30 seconds.
Well, that's all you've got.
Ladies and gentlemen, you just witnessed a rare failure of the legendary Cheney charm.
Here's a little number I wrote the other day while out duck hunting with a judge.
Quack.
Fuck you very much, the FCC. Fuck you very much for fining me. $5,000 a fuck, so I'm really out of luck. That's more than Heidi Fleiss was charging me. So fuck you very much, the FCC, for proving that free speech just isn't free. Clear Channel's a dear channel, so Howard Stern must go. Attorney General Ashcroft doesn't like strong words, and so he's charging twice as much as all the drugs for Rush Limbaugh. So fuck you all so very much. So fuck you very much, dear Mr. Bush, for heroically sitting on your tush. For Halliburton, Enron, all the companies who fail, let's send them a clear signal and stick Martha straight in jail. She's an uppity rich bitch, and at least she isn't male. So fuck you all so very much. So fuck you, dickhead Mr. Cheney too. Fuck you and fuck everything you do. Your pacemaker must be a fake, you haven't got a heart. As far as I'm concerned, you're just a pasty-faced old fart. And as for Condoleezza, she's an intellectual tart. So fuck you all so very much. so fuck you very much, the EPA, for giving all Alaska's oil away. It really is a bummer when I can't fill my Hummer. The ozone's a no-go zone now that Arnold's here to say the nuclear winter games are going to take place in L.A. So fuck you all so very much. So what the planet fails, let's save the great white males, and fuck you all so very much.
Let me say first that I think the vice president and his wife love their daughter. I think they love her very much. And you can't have anything but respect for the fact that they're willing to talk about the fact that they have a gay daughter.
Yes, we admire your love for your gay daughter! You know, in fact, if there's a more loving father of a gay daughter, I haven't seen him. And I, for one, know that your gay daughter is very proud of you. Mr. Vice President, care to comment on your gay daughter?
Let's swing it one time with a new song from Tom Jones.
You are listening to Bart Cop Radio at BartCop.com. Keeper of the Democratic Jewels.
So there you have it. Show 57. I hope 58 will be better than... you know what? I'm not fooling anyone. I'm not Bart. So why the hell am I using his words? Hey, ladies and gentlemen of the Bart Cop Radio Extravaganza, this is Tommy Mack, filling in for old Bart, because that tequila-drinking bastard forgot to record an ending to this show. Now, as you've probably noticed, this particular show was mostly of media bites and other small nuggets of wisdom, as opposed to wall-to-wall Bart. Now, despite what he said in the intro, the real reason we did this show on autopilot was to give me an excuse to overplay Mr. Roboto. Come on, you know you liked it. No, really, you did. Don't give me that look. I know you better than that. Yeah, what? I'll stop this radio program. That's right. I'll stop it right now, and I'll turn it around and take the radio program back home. You see, it's hard work. It's not just fuzz and math. It involves the internets. And it's not just Bart and me working on it. That's denigrating. You can't forget about Poland. Now, my opponent's radio program talks about a global radio test. And I just want to let you know that... I can't do Bush either. Oh, where the hell was I going with that? Screw it. Anyway, thanks to all the subscribers who make KBCR a reality. For no matter what happens in the election, we must stick together to fight the tyranny of neocons that have hijacked our country. Of course, we may have to do it from Canada if they win. Bart will be back in full form next week, so keep your chins up and realize that show number 58 will be the best damn Bart Cop radio episode ever. Tommy out.
show.